What an awesome fan base. I don't know how much the people online can hear all that. Pretty awesome. It's fun. So I was meditating over things coming into today. I often give thanks, acknowledgement to the musicians. I know that sometimes that's taken for granted, but over the years, all of the hours and all of the efforts and the energies and the talent and the anointing of the abilities contained in them and how faithful they are. And it's just so awesome. And I say thanks to them a lot. And as I was thinking about that, I was reminded that I should say more to y'all. Just everybody in general, thank you for making all of this stuff possible through the giving that you do. And to remind you, I know we've been taught that you speak over your giving, and I know all of you do different various things. But also when we receive it, obviously Luke 6:38, as you give, it's given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Men give into your bosom with the value, the esteem that you place on it. It's valued back to you again. And there's a certain amount of, There's a certain amount of that giving, that reciprocity, what comes back, that just happens. However, what we're talking about is engaging in the action with the faith. And that's why speaking over it's important. And when we speak over it, I fully expect, in fact, I see people in my mind, I know, you know, when it says the value and the esteem that you give to it, I know the value and the esteem that most of you give to your giving. You're giving to Jubilee, yes, but you're giving because that's what Jesus said to do. So you're giving in obedience and you're giving out of love to him. But as I was thinking about all these things, I was also reminded in Proverbs, I believe it's 11, somewhere around 25, and I learned it, oddly enough, the generous soul shall be made fat. Because I think that's how the King James reads it. And I think it's the English Standard Version says that the generous soul will prosper. The generous soul will prosper. He who refreshes will himself be refreshed. And that's something I just believe I was supposed to share with you. We don't talk about that particular kind of thing, but in the world around us, Jesus said to beware of covetousness. And I have so many conversations with people where they're bumping up against or having to fight their way through a situation where there's covetousness involved, because that covetousness, that means to desire or want something that belongs to somebody else or that someone else just has, maybe even who they are, and it leads to envy, and it leads to strife, and that leads to confusion in every evil work. That's the way it's written. The generous person is not like that. And let me tell you something. Again, hear me. This came out of spending time discussing these things in the Spirit with him, and I'm supposed to tell you, people notice what you do. The generous person, because the world thing is to keep all you can. You know, if you feel like you've paid too much for something, you got to go and complain and try to fix it. Peter said, would you not rather be defrauded? After all, if what we say we believe is true, the Father knows all of these things anyway. He sees in secret, right? Or in private. And he, apodidomi, he gives back. So you don't have to sweat it. And the world notices a generous person. I go back to years ago. It was never intentional, but Gary kind of challenged me just about the gratuity, the tip that you leave when you eat, when you have a server. And I think about it pretty much every time, which is very often, that especially when Julie and I are, or even when we have, when we're buying lunch for friends or whatever, to make that person feel special. Many of the places that we go, the servers there know. And it's not just the fact that we, quote, leave a big tip, but it's the fact that the interaction with them, you're just being generous. You don't have to. Nobody's going to make you. Most people aren't going to blame you. And then I don't know why I'm going to stay here. I hear people all the time, if they have poor service, and they begin to talk about, this happened several months ago with someone we eat out with often, and they talk about the bad service, and they say, well, I'm not going to leave a tip. And I really enjoy telling people, and I know all of you know, you've heard me say this, the gratuity, the definition of that is to give for future service. It's not talking about that time. It's talking about in the future. And let me tell you something. When somebody hasn't done a good job, they probably know it. And when you don't react, remember the react? You don't react. You don't act in opposition to or reciprocally to a stimulus. Rather, you respond. You give an answer in a positive fashion. You respond positively, or you give an answer in return. When you do that, the next time you walk in that establishment and they see you, they'll remember who you are. And what you've done is testify of the love of God, where we were, we finished that song, the love of God that's in you toward other people. You are constantly wanting to be a blessing. So again, I commend you for your faithfulness in your giving. I know it's important to you, but I also want to encourage you, and I know most of you do these things, but I want to encourage you, don't grow weary in well-doing, okay? Keep doing it. People notice. People see. People see when you respond differently when things don't seem to be just right. And you can be, that moment can be a testimony that's past what most people think about. To go out there and quote witness for Jesus is one thing. To conduct your life out from love, regardless of what's going on around you, that's a greater testimony.